102.3
HFM,
South Leicestershire. We love it here.
Hi, this is Cinder Donnell. You're listening to Hawks Chill Out Sessions here on 102.3 HFM.
Can you dig it? Dig it? Dig it? Dig it?
Thank you, Osric Tentacles. Snake Pit. Another live track. They even live tracks have little problems. Little ghoulies and gremlins everywhere. But I think, fingers crossed, they've all left HFM. This is Synth.nl. Track called Synthvel. I'm sure he'll tell me if I've done it wrong. Speaking to Michael in about 3 minutes' time. Stand by, Michael. Michael, are you there, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Hello, good evening to you.
Yeah, and it is Michelle, by the way.
I thought it was, yeah, but, you know, I forget these things. I'm getting on a bit, I'm afraid, Michelle.
No, worries.
You're not going to get on to me, are you?
No.
Well, if you do, or if you don't, Stephen Ruby will. He'll grumble at me in no end.
No worries.
No worries. Anyway, how are you this Halloween evening?
Yeah, very fine. It's a nice evening here.
So. It is. Oh, well, we're going to get all the really nasty weather, apparently, in about another hour's time. But
It's raining a bit here, but, drizzling, you call it in the UK, I think.
Drizzle, yeah. Well, anything wet I don't like anyway, so... anyway, you know, do they do Halloween in the Netherlands at all?
Well, it's coming.
It's coming, isn't it?
The first time I saw anything about Halloween was about 2 years ago here.
Really, yeah?
But now it seems like the kids have discovered that they can get free candy when they're at the door, all dressed up. So
my
oldest daughter went out tonight as well to get some candy.
Right.
So it's coming on now.
Well, now the American, obviously, they do the trick-or-treat. I'm not necessarily a trick-and-treat person, but... So be it, but if that's it, you know, that's the way, then it is great for the kids to interact with the adults. The adults aren't always quite so nice, are they?
No, I know. My daughter told that one person slammed the door in their face. So,
yeah, well. But I'm surprised there must be some ghost stories in the Netherlands. Surely they must have ghosts and ghoulies, surely, haven't they?
Well, we have a lot of those, I think, yeah. Oh. But I'm not so into that, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure if you were, you would write some songs about them, surely, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking that the song you had on, Synthvel, is not really thematic, but it sounded a bit spooky.
It did. That's what I liked about it. No, certainly the beginning.
But I never looked at it that way, actually, to be honest.
Well, there you are. You see, I've given you a new angle on your own music.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
But anyway, you've got a new album out very shortly, or is it out now?
It's released already. It was released the 17th of October.
Oh, damn. Is it Oceanography, isn't it?
Yes.
When can people get hold of it at all? Through your website?
It's available through Groove Unlimited now.
Yeah. Very good record label, aren't they?
Yeah. And they have a nice web shop there that you can order from. They deliver worldwide, so. And it will be available from other places as well, but usually that takes a bit of time before it's sent out and available everywhere, so. I probably will be on iTunes and Amazon and that kind of stuff, just like my other albums as well, but it'll take some time.
In the fullness of time, it will get to every media outlet, won't it?
That would be nice, but I'm not sure. Groove takes care of that for me, so...
It's hard work, isn't it, in the music business?
Yeah, well, it's very, very difficult, especially to sell music at the moment.
It is. It's people, even if it's a download, an MP3 download, people are getting very reluctant to part with 50 or 60p or whatever it is, or €1, probably, isn't it?
The funny thing is that I recently talked about to Groove about the downloads, because my album is available that way too, but they're actually selling more CDs than downloads, at least from my music, so I'm not sure how it is for the other artists, but...
Well, I know that an MP3 is okay, but I do prefer a CD case in front of me, you can open it up and have a look at the sleeve and read a bit of notes, whereas with an MP3, you just get the music and that's it, don't you?
Yeah, for me it's the same. I have a nice record collection as well, and I prefer physical media as well.
Well, there you are. Now, how did you compose Oceanography? Was it your love of the sea, or just another avenue of you to go down and explore?
Yeah, well, you know, I like a theme when I make an album.
You do indeed,
I've always been fascinated by the oceans, and it started actually when I saw the first underwater documentaries from Jacques Cousteau.
Remember him? Yeah, I do indeed,
Cousteau. And it's kind of a strange world that we don't know lots about, and I have quite a close relation with the World Wildlife Fund.
Yes.
We did some work together on this album, and they are officially endorsing it, and also by buying the album you will sponsor the World Wildlife Fund as well, so I think it was a nice theme, and it kind of fitted my previous album Atmosphere, through the air, and now we take a journey through the sea, so.
So where do we go next? Inner space?
Yeah, I'm currently working on two projects, actually.
Oh, well, trust you to be working on two projects.
Yeah, and I think I told you before about the classical project I'm working on.
Yes, you did, yes,
and
yeah.
I'm planning to finish that first now.
Right.
But I'm also working on a project about the Apollo space missions.
Oh, right,
so
beautiful.
I'm actually planning to go into space, yes.
Well, the world is open for you. Wherever you want to go, your mind can go there, can't it?
Yeah, but it's great to create your own little world.
Yes.
That's actually, I had a lot of fun when I made this album, because you probably know that I like to take samples myself. We actually went out to the ocean, to the sea, on a boat. We actually went on a submarine.
Really?
To sample some stuff.
Right.
We went to a marine park to sample dolphins and orcas and stuff. Yeah, and that gives me great motivation to do a project like this, because it becomes personal as well then. So most of the tracks hold, personal memories for me, and that's
well, a lot of albums and music, and indeed with you, a lot of it is from personal experiences or their desires or past experiences, and it's great.
Yeah. Well, I like it that way, and I have this nice picture in my head, and I try to convert that into music. So that's usually where it starts, and
and then you go into space.
Well, that's the next thing, yeah.
Well, would you like to have the opportunity? Would you like to go in the shuttle? Would you like to?
Oh, yes, yeah, yes, I will. The only thing I'm not looking forward to is the training that you apparently have to take for that.
Really?
I have seen some horrible pictures from people spinning around in this G-force machine, so...
Well, it'd be just like having too many schnapps or whatever the Dutch...
Yeah,
you need Dutch courage, that's what you need. Dutch courage.
yes, if I could go, I would, yeah.
I'd be willing. Well, look, I'm sorry it's short and sweet tonight, but we've got an awful lot to cram in. Thank you very much for your time, Michelle, and it's a pleasure to play your music.
Okay, thank you very much.
Do you want to just remind people of your website again?
Yeah, sure. www.synth.nl, and that's synth.nl.
Okay.
And from there you can find all my music and also all the links to the shops where it's sold and some music to listen to as well.
Indeed. Well, I got some. I think Chelonia will be playing in the background. Where did that name come? What a Chelonia?
Yeah, it's actually the Latin name, family name for the sea turtle.
Oh, I should have known.
It's actually a track I made for my oldest daughter. she's very fond of turtles, and it's also something that I discussed with the World Wildlife Fund because. Well, sea turtles are quite endangered species at the moment.
Indeed they are, yes.
And they're still being caught for food. And
Well, what you need is you need some more ninja turtles. That's what you need. They will fight back.
Yeah, they can free themselves from the nets and stuff. I think what I'm trying to do with this album is get people's attention for what's happening in those oceans, because it's not all that pretty. So
no, it isn't.
And it would be a shame to lose all these beautiful animals. And
indeed.
Actually, I never seen the big whales in my life, and I would like to see them one day.
Really.
Yeah.
Well, going back into that submarine and off you go and get into your scuba equipment and off you go to shake hands with a whale.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, then. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you for your time. I'll get back to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye-bye.
You're very well. Bye-bye. Thank you very much, Michelle. Always a pleasure talking to our Dutch friends and relations. By the way, this is a great album. I advise you to try and get hold of it if you can. Very calming and soothing. Think about the whales, the dolphins, and the ninja turtles. Second interview in about 10 or 15 minutes' time with Kathy down there in the Cotswolds. I'm going to call her a white witch, but that would probably... I don't know whether she'd like her, but that's what I'm calling her. She'd been to a Halloween party. I think a Welsh one called a Sawed. They'll be telling us more about that. There'll be a third story from Vincent Price. Called Spellbound. I'll try and squeeze that in the next half an hour. In the meantime, this is Terry Hawk. Welcome you along to the Hawk Halloween Chill Out Sessions.